And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of Truman Capote, born New Orleans, 1924. 17, dropped out of school, got a job as an errand boy in the art department of the New Yorker magazine. His first novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms, came out when he was just 24. After writing a few more novels, Capote said, "I want to live more in the world that other people live in," and he took up writing journalism. It's the birthday of Elie Wiesel, born in a little village in Transylvania, 1928, grew up in a Hasidic community. When he was 15, he and his family were taken to Auschwitz, his mother, sister, father, all killed. Wiesel survived the camp himself, and some years later he wrote his memoir, Night, which has become one of the most widely read books about the Holocaust. It was on this day, 1935, the Hoover Dam was dedicated by President Franklin Roosevelt in Boulder City, Nevada. The president went out to Nevada by train from Washington, D.C., 15,000 miles, came through the Midwest, got off in St. Louis, stopped in Fremont, Nebraska to give a speech, went through Cheyenne, Wyoming, Salt Lake City, got to Las Vegas at 3 in the morning, and Boulder City, Nevada about half an hour later. President had breakfast with his wife Eleanor, took a tour of Boulder City, stopped to visit some school kids, went over to the Arizona side, came back to Nevada to give his speech, which was broadcast live on radio. It was 102 degrees on the morning, but about 12,000 people came out. They listened to the speech on loudspeakers from up above the dam. President began his speech, "This morning I came, I saw, and I was conquered, as everyone would be who sees for the first time this great feat of mankind." At the time, the dam was referred to as the Boulder Canyon Project, or Boulder Dam. It came to be called Hoover Dam. The president had lunch on the train with some local politicians. The train went on to California. Then he traveled on a boat for some deep-sea fishing off the Pacific coast of Mexico, and finally a cruise home through the Panama Canal and the Caribbean. And today is the birthday of the poet W.S. Merwin, New York City, 1927. Went off to Princeton, studied literature, romance languages. He gained the attention of W.H. Auden, published his first book of poems the year he turned 25. W.S. Merwin, who lives in Hawaii, on the lip of a dormant volcano in Maui, what used to be a pineapple plantation, where he has cultivated endangered palm trees and reforested his land with native Hawaiian plants. Here's a poem by W.S. Merwin entitled Still Mourning. It appears now that there is only one age, and it knows nothing of age, as the flying birds know nothing of the air they are flying through, or of the day that bears them up through themselves. And I am a child before there are words. Arms are holding me up in a shadow. Voices murmur in a shadow as I watch one patch of sunlight moving across the green carpet in a building gone long ago, and all the voices silent, and each word they said in that time silent now, while I go on seeing that patch of sunlight. W.S. Merwin's poem Still Mourning, from his collected poems 1996 to 2011, published by Library of America and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees, now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.